to the RunnerX podcast, where we talk about all things running. As many runners know, it's 90% mental. So join Coach Valerie and Coach Caroline as we go through the mental side of running.
Welcome back to the RunnerX podcast. I'm your host, Coach Caroline, and I'm here with Coach Valerie. Coach, we've been in this for a number of years, both individually, but then as obviously as partners. And the holy grail, it seems, of running is to the elusive bucket list of running the marathon. I ran a marathon and it's such a big deal. So let's talk about that. Like, why is that like not a really big deal? and how we should maybe reframe that.
To run a marathon, for sure. I think the challenge is that we only give respect to the marathon. You know, whereas like I'm like 5Ks. The most popular race, by the way, distance-wise, I think is the half marathon. It's growing, which is great. But people will say, I only ran a half.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't seem like you're really a runner unless you run a marathon. And I just think the marathon got popular that way, became like a like you said, a bucket list or a milestone. And then it became just, I'm going to run a marathon without like, I mean, there's nothing wrong with running 10Ks and halves. And so I was laughing because I think his name is Connor Manns, just won, like broke the world record for America, the American marathon record. And they asked him about his training, and he is really unconventional. He does 5K repeats. He's like, run a 5K and then run another one and then keep putting them together until you can run a bunch of them fast. And most people would not train that way. Like they do, you know, long runs and all these. So he's already like has a different perspective of running. And then he made a great comment where he said, really, I think that runners should run halves. Like halves are fun. You can still have your day after, and it doesn't seem to take over your whole life. Because he himself started out as a track runner, cross country runner. And he's like, wow, now that I'm doing the marathon, it's like so overwhelming.
Right.
And then you said that we're just running because we love running and we want to train for a race. We want to challenge ourselves. And then when we say to someone, let's do a 5K, for some reason people are like, yeah, it doesn't seem like it's really going to be enough. Right? Mm-hmm. But it is enough. And absolutely. And on it. And then some people will say, if you really run a 5K or race a 5K, you'll be fine. It's enough. So I think the fun conversation is just respecting running, whether you want, like we love that, you know, whether you want to run, whatever you want to run, run it efficiently, run it well, you know, like really have a pride in the running instead of like the distance, right? But that doesn't mean you can't be impressed by distance. Just like, I'll say this real quick. Right now there's the, whenever you're listening to this, there's a big, it's called Biggs, and it's a loop run. It's a 4 mile loop, maybe a little bit more than 4 miles. And it's in Tennessee, I believe. And it's a, one of the hardest courses. It's like they have to run. They don't just have to run on the road. There's also like trail running involved, and it's like in the backwoods, and it's like a survival run. You know, can you survive this run? And right now they're about to break the record. People have run for almost 400 miles, like 380 miles. And you're thinking, what? Isn't that crazy?
Yeah. And, why?
Yeah. Right? That's the other question people ask. And it's because once people see that someone else did it, or maybe there's a chance to do this, people love challenging themselves. But the best part, by the way, is none of these people went out and ran 400 miles to practice. You know, it's a 4 mile run, but it sounds so impressive. The reality is, if you are a runner or love to run, then what happens is once you run a certain amount of miles or you understand what running is, then you can go say, I want to try running these distances or doing these challenges. That's how I wish people would see, you know, running. First, enjoy running and then start adding that load.
Well, that's what I was going to say, because that's what a lot of people do. They'll do a 5K and then they'll try to jump to a half, and or they'll do a 5K, 10K, and then jump to a full. Like they almost don't try to work through the progression. And And as I've always said, is there really is, you are building up strength and tissue and, mental capacity when you do it that way, right? I mean, that really is kind of a, it's a way to train your body to run efficiently, but over time and be able to, like you said, take that beating, right?
That, and the fun part of training is training, right? And then, of course, you want to have that goal, that end goal, and we get that in 100%. But, right, like taking the time to develop your base of running, foundation of running, your movement of running, and then you start testing it in races, and then you progress. And, most of us, by the way, I was the same when I first started running, and Caroline and I are, like I said, we said we're older. So we were running before there was social media. And that was the question you'd get from people. You'd be like, I'm gonna run. And they would say, why? Where, who's chasing you, right? So it wasn't this huge boom yet, right? There was, I mean, of course it was happening. It just wasn't like it is today. And so when I, like, for me, for example, all through college, I just ran 5Ks, the trail, everybody ran the town lake kind of thing. And I'd never even heard of marathons. And however, once I decided to run one, then by the way, I know you guys have done this too. You're like, oh my gosh, you should do one with me.
Yeah, because you don't want to do it alone.
Don't do this alone. And then you get out there and you are alone. You're with a bunch of people, but you are alone. And, but the same thing on that end, I spent years, also building up my fitness because, like I said, I ran a ton of 5Ks with a lot of I was a college student, so I wasn't racing real races, but we did a lot of fundraising runs for like the kinesiology club and things like that. And so 5Ks for me were normal. And then I, like I said, I wasn't even thinking there was marathons. And then when you get out into the running community, it's like the first thing everyone says, oh, you got to run a marathon. And I still say, I love running just a 3 mile run. Like that's a really nice run. And I've done a ton of marathons and halves and all this kind and all of it. So I think the conversation is, it's funny how 30 something years later, and I saw today a headline, should you still run even if you're not fast? And I'm thinking, of course. But we're still not talking about, I mean, I still see, of course you do too. This is the training plan to make you faster or follow this, follow that. We're still not seeing anyone talk about really, guys, there's a way to run and then start to run just to love running and then start training for races and then just enjoy racing. Whether you want to win the race or you just want to participate, that's on you
Well, and
rather
that's the
than peer pressure.
right. And I was going to say that's kind of the beauty of the RunnerX community, to kind of put a little bow on this, is that we help you go through that progression and you don't feel alone. You don't feel like the one that's being weirded out because you're the only one doing 5Ks, or you're the only, we're all like, we do have different levels. Some people do more, like, are really into CrossFit and like the workouts. Some people really like the trail running. Some people really like the high rocks and things like that. So if you come into the RunnerX membership and you join the community and you're part of that, you're going to find a whole lot of people from all over the world that are doing this, feeling the same way you are, and they're going to get it, and they're going to help you run more efficiently, and you're going to have a coach that's going to help you all on your own get through your goals and work with you to build up to that marathon if that is a goal. And if that's not your goal, she's not going to push you. That's the beauty of it. Like, she's not going to force you to go for that marathon if you don't want to. So
Right.
if you're
But
interested
if you want to, we will take
right.
you there.
Yeah, we'll take you there. And also, I'll be honest, what I really love about Valerie is that if you were to come and say, I want to do a marathon, and you're not ready, or your form is just not there, she's also going to tell you that too. Now, at the end of the day, you're an adult. You're going to do what you want. But when you come back to her and say, oh, I hurt my foot, she's going to say, because you ran the marathon and I told you weren't ready. That's what a coach does. A coach gives you the hard truth. But the point is, we're a community that meets you where you are and will take you where you want to go without judgment, without issue, and you won't feel alone. So if you're interested in the membership, go to runrx.fit. That's runrx.fit, and say, work with me. Or if you found us on YouTube, you can go up to our description. We have the join the RunRx Strong, and you can also find us on any of the social channels, X, Instagram, and Facebook. Find us there and go to the app. We even have an app, and that's where the membership is also located. You could go to the app, join the membership there, and it's on the app. It's right there on your phone. So we hope to see you in the membership, guys. Thank you.
Thank you for joining us on the RunRx podcast. If you'd like to know more, join us at www.runrx.fit. And if you have additional questions that you'd like answered on the podcast, email us at support@runrx.fit.